Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Baby walking, with another man today. Well, I saw my baby walking, with another man today.
Welcome back. 7 till the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. We have a great visit with our good friend Dr. Jane Marie Mauvais. She's the author of a brand new book called Health Reform, What Small Businesses Need to Know Now. She's a professor at the University of Maryland. She's has many other credentials that I've mentioned earlier in our visit, but I want to allow her some time to talk about the book. Jane Marie, go ahead.
Thank you, Jim. Yes, I just want to let people know that the book is available on www.mulveyhealth.com, and it really is an important guide that small businesses need to know to understand health care reform, because even if the Supreme Court decision overrules all this, there's a lot in there that small businesses
right.
still need to know.
M-U-L-V-E-Y. Say
health.
It again.
M-U-L-V-E-Y. Health.com.
.com. Is it Amazon?
It's also on Amazon.
Okay, good. So check that out, folks, in hardcover and ebook.
It's on Kindle and paperback.
Okay, good. All right, so check that out. I think we've already featured it on our stuff, Jane Marie. We'll do that again. We have no idea. One of the things that worries me a little bit, Jane Marie, I'm a little concerned, because what I remember. 3 years ago, President Obama did something that, in my opinion, was horribly, horribly egregious. He jawboned the Supreme Court in a way that, in my life, I've never heard a president talk to the Supreme Court while they were mid-decision. I am convinced, you'll never convince me, that President Obama didn't jawbone the court and get the attention of Roberts and cause him to switch his vote. I'm convinced that he did that. He made Roberts believe that he was going to go down in history as a bad Supreme Court Chief Justice. What do you think?
I really probably can't speak to that. I don't know what happened behind.
Can you see how a reasonable person paying attention would think that?
I mean, possibly, I guess.
Yeah, I'm
not really sure what happened.
Well, I think that's what happened. I'm extremely disappointed in Roberts. My point is, the reason I'm concerned, I haven't heard President Obama say anything about this. So it makes me wonder. I mean, we know something got leaked. We know something got leaked from the Supreme Court to the president that caused him to do that. Otherwise, he wouldn't have done that. And now he said nothing about it. So it makes me believe that they've ruled in favor of Obamacare. That's what I'm worried about.
He has no backup plan, they state, that they have no backup plan.
Yeah, he has no backup plan.
He has no backup plan.
So what does that tell you? You know, and so do the Republicans have a backup plan?
They do. And what's interesting here is that 22 Republicans up for reelection in the Senate are in states where the people will lose their subsidies, the premium subsidies. So the Senate is very interested in fixing this. But what's also interesting, a lot of the proposals are really going to allow these current premium subsidies to hold up until 2017, when everybody hopes that we'll have a Republican president and Republican Senate, and then we
right.
can do a whole new plan.
Right.
The problem with that is, you know, a couple more years down the line, you're going to have to change a whole system.
Right.
And they also would like to get rid of the mandates in the meantime.
Mm-hmm.
So would they hold that up to Obama as a carrot and say, well, look, we'll fix these premium subsidies
and in
now.
The meantime, what are small businesses supposed to do, Jay Marie?
They're confused. I mean, that
exactly.
is the problem.
This is what makes me. This is why people are sick of Washington, Jay Marie.
They're very confused. A lot of them are sitting back waiting for this to happen. They don't want to deal with it until it happens.
And you know what else? It makes it has an impact on how we make decisions to buy and sell.
Yes.
It affects the economy.
Yes. I mean, it affects your workforce, who you hire, how many you hire, your growth. It affects all of that.
Oh, the Affordable Care Act is one of the worst things to ever be visited upon America, in my opinion.
I mean, it does cover the uninsured, which is important. It's
but
just
wait,
how it
wait,
was done.
Wait, time out. There's still going to be as many unemployed at the end of the day as there were before. I mean, uninsured
sure.
as there were before. Am I correct?
Well, it's covering. There's still some uninsured that aren't going to be covered illegally. Alien,
30
alien
million?
Immigrants.
Isn't it 30 million?
Yes, but it's covering about half of that now.
Yeah.
But no, there will still be uninsured. I'm not saying that that's it. I think the problem with the ACA is that administratively it's trying to do too much, and that's where the burden is on small businesses. All this paperwork, they have to keep track of everything.
Nobody cares about small business chamber. You know that, right? I mean, nobody other than we out here in Main Street, nobody really on Wall Street and Washington, do you think anybody cares about what small businesses?
I hope they do.
Well, I know. I hope we won't get it done, though, Jamie. They don't.
Right.
I've been there. I've talked to them. I've seen their actions. They don't care about small business. We're just pawns on the chessboard. Hey, Jamie, thank you for coming. Will you come back?
I will. Thank you for inviting me.
Even when I get on my soapbox, will you come back again?
I will. I certainly will.
The book is called Health Reform, What Small Businesses Need to Know by Jane Marie Mulvey. Dr. Jane Marie Mulvey. Check it out at mulveyhealth.com and at Amazon. It's a good book. Quick break. I'll be back here.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.